from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88 just a day after he appeared on the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica to offer an Easter blessing to a cheering crowd. Catholic Voices CEO Brendan Thompson says it's a solemn moment, and that the pontiff will be remembered for many things, including his efforts on behalf of migrants.
He'll be remembered as a pope of suffering, like these last moments, a really profound Lent in which he walked the way of the cross of Jesus' suffering, his 5 weeks, his close-to-death encounters, double pneumonia.
Francis will be the first pope buried outside the Vatican in a century. A report is out by the so-called Responsible Gaming Task Force of New Jersey. Governor Murphy says it outlines a comprehensive strategy to address problem gambling and promote responsible gaming across the Garden State. He notes the panel's recommendations address multiple critical areas of concern, including standardization and streamlining, prevention and education, tools and treatment, along with funding. And a program that aims to divert youth facing a mental health crisis away from the emergency room is being expanded in one New Jersey county. Director of Monmouth County's Division of Child and Youth Services, Dustin Knobloch, says the goal of the Child Family Crisis Clinicians program is to give families opportunities to de-escalate symptoms safely in the community as appropriate.
The emergency department can be an uncomfortable place to be, so if they don't have to be there and we are able to treat them in the community, that's what we'd like to do.
Under the program, youth are evaluated and then referred to services based on their needs. The county is expanding the program by increasing the number of clinicians. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report, Meta has announced that Instagram is going to ramp up its use of artificial intelligence to detect teenagers on the app. The move was originally announced last year, but now AI will be able to override account settings if a suspected teenager is using an unrestricted adult account on Instagram and then turn it into a teenage one which has certain blocks on it. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 971 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. News also brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalpin, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. And any weather updates, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I'm happy to say there's nothing dramatic in the forecast this week. No storms, no wind, no big temperature shifts, just some gentle, generally pleasant springtime weather. Now, spotty showers are possible tonight. Not everyone in New Jersey necessarily gets wet here. Low temperatures will dip into the 50s by morning, and then morning clouds tomorrow will give way to sunshine building through the afternoon. We're right back to the warm side tomorrow as highs surge into the mid-70s. Wednesday looks mostly sunny and pleasant. Highs lower 70s for most, although a sea breeze will keep the Jersey Shore cooler, probably in the 60s. Thursday, partly sunny skies, highs 70 to 75. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Beach Haven and Rockaway, both 52 degrees. Franklin, 57. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glenn Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Seagirt, Freehold, and Ocean Township? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this spring from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at LesterGlenn.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.